It's another edition of KFC Radio. It's Clancy and Fights. You know how we do it. Today's episode is brought to you by Dollar Shave Club. The most important club I belong to is the Dollar Shave Club. I've been a member for like 5 years now. They're one of the OG sponsors of KFC Radio. Back when there was like one sponsor, it was like a box of snacks and like books. And then Dollar Shave Club was like our, that's when I was like, all right, we kind of made it. Dollar Shave Club is on. And so they, for 5 years, they've been doing their thing. They've completely radically changed the razors market, which used to be like a monopoly that they just charged you out of the ass for all the, for your razors that you had to buy at the store. Now, 5 years later, it's not just razors. It's a whole line of men's gear. So when you wake up in the morning and you want to do your shit shower shave, Dollar Shave Club has you covered for everything. The new starter kit will, for just $5, they will send you the executive razor and three trial size version of their most popular products that help you stay clean and fresh. What am I talking about? It's the shave butter, the body wash, and the one wipe Charlie's butt wipes. So when you got that dirty butt, you got to one wipe Charlie them. You got to use that shave butter to keep your skin soft and that body wash so that you smell fresh. On top of it, you get the executive razor, which is their nicest blades with a nice weighty handle. So everything looks good, and you kind of feel like, you know, high society. You open up all your, you unzip your little black leather case, and you got all the nice Dollar Shave Club stuff. Go to dollarshaveclub.com/KFC. That's dollarshaveclub.com/KFC. Get the shit shower shave starter kit for just $5. It's a big time of year for most sports fans. It's October.
It's October, baby.
You know what it means.
It's chilly out.
It's, oh,
I got my
it's hoodie season.
Fire pit on today.
Yeah, yep. You know what? For like a month now, when I really thought like for September, I'm like, all right, it's fall. You know, I'm gonna start wearing fall clothes, and then it's still like 90 fucking degrees.
It's disgusting.
And I'm sitting there picking out which T-shirt I'm inevitably gonna sweat through. I'm like, I'm gonna put this shirt on, and by the time I get to the office, I'm gonna change it into a Saturdays for the Boys shirt because I'm gonna be sweaty and gross. But now, I know I got my hoodies to choose from. I got my cardigans to put on. I got my jackets to wear.
I mean, I'm a windows open sleeper. I was cold this morning.
Chilly.
I had to shut the window. I have a window in my shower.
That's the one thing I don't like about. The cold is when you get out of the shower in the morning and it's chilly. That's the worst.
It's nice in the summer when you have it because you have like a breeze. That
yeah,
comes in,
and
it's
the
like,
summer is great. It's, whoop, it's right up little, your ass. It's like, hey. Yeah.
But like today, now it's I was like whenever like a part of my body got out of the warm water and then the cold air was coming in, I was like, oh, fuck, that's
yeah,
cold.
No, I don't
gotta
like
shut the window.
I just blast the shower on in the morning before I get in, steam that place up. I leave it running while I'm towel drying to keep that shit all steamy. I don't want it to be cold in the morning.
Do you leave the shower running after you get out?
Yeah. Just to keep it steamy while I'm like brushing my teeth and stuff like that.
That's a move.
Oh yeah, and then there's like no hot water for the rest of the people in my house. It's great. But it's big time for sports fans,
dude. Just
because
like
it's playoff baseball. Thursday for you is going to be awesome.
Thursday,
4 o'clock Sox game in the playoffs. Thursday night primetime game for the Pats. Looking to come
I will
back.
Also,
and
I don't know if I'll be watching that one. If things all go according to plan, I have to run it by my higher ups here. But I will be going home Thursday. Thursday morning, preferably, and then I will be at the Bruins.
Well, there goes radio.
Bruins. Oh, yeah. No, so I'll be here. I will stay for that.
We were just discussing what we're going to do Thursday for radio.
So maybe I will leave
well,
right after that.
Well, listen, you can go to Boston and do what you
no,
got to
no,
do
no,
for
no,
the
no,
best
no.
sports. What the Bruins are playing too, is you
Bruins
saying?
Opening night, yeah.
Oh, my God. You got Bruins opening night, Sox playoff baseball, and Pat's like looking to get back on track.
Yeah.
Who are they playing?
Tampa, at Tampa.
Ooh, boy. That's a day. What am I going to do? I don't even know. Probably kill myself.
And then we have Sox again Friday, and then I'll be hoping to stay around Sunday. Probably be leave Sunday night because the Sox will have completed the sweep with David Price on the mound. But
starting game three.
I'll probably stay Monday, too, if we you know, drop one and get a game four.
Dude, playoff baseball is so awesome. I had so much fun. It was like so stressful, but looking back on it, it was like so much fun in 2015. Like that NLCS when they just brutalized the Cubs. was just like so. That was like the best moment of my life.
Winter jacket weather at a baseball
stadium.
And
then my kid was born like 20 seconds after that.
Winter jacket baseball at a, winter jacket weather at a baseball stadium is like, it's just when you know it's on.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah.
I don't. Like,
but you can
I
see
guess...
your breath and it's cold and you know you gotta like you gotta drink not for fun for like survival almost yeah. and you gotta bundle the fuck up. It's there are times where it is physically really not fun to go to playoff baseball.
Right.
Like you gotta dress for the occasion and be ready for it.
I remember having like I went to game two of the 2004 World Series, so that was probably the latest baseball game I've ever been to, and it was like. Yeah, winter hats,
bundled
scarves,
the fuck
like,
up.
It was, I mean, it was November. It was
I like, saved Caleb's life when we went to the NLCS. Like he came up from the Dixie Tour, and so he was in SEC country. He had like tank tops and a short and shorts, and it was like unseasonably cold for October. It was like teens, and I bought him like a $200 jacket that was marked up at the stadium. And it was like the, and it was still like a windbreaker. But he was like, thank you so much. He's like, I'm a Mets fan for life now. Yeah, no, my manager has quit because he's like old and about to die.
That's right. I forgot.
The owner came out and was like, nah, you're safe. You're good. And the next day he quit. So we got that going.
He was hoping for that severance.
He's like, God damn it. I guess I have to quit now. Who knows what's going to happen with Michael Conforto. Matt Harvey finished with the worst ERA in team history. A cool 6.70. For the year, for a full slate of starts.
I'm going to be honest. That surprised me that that's the worst one ever for the Mets.
Yeah, you're right.
Like,
but the thing is...
I mean, 6-7 is not good,
having a full ERA near 7 is almost like losing 20 games. You know, they say it's like almost as hard to win and lose 20 games because eventually they don't put you out there anymore. You usually don't get enough starts to qualify and this and that to have a full ERA of 7.
I mean, we had our boy Porcellus here who was... I think he won 17 last year in the Cy Young. He was up around 20 games.
Yeah.
He lost a ton.
It takes a special player that's like, we know you're good, and like this is a shitty team you're playing for, and like you're just going through a rough patch.
Porcello won 22 last year, lost 17 this year.
What was his ERA?
4.6.
Not good. Not great.
Not horrible. I mean, like,
yeah.
to lose
17. That's why wins and losses are stupid. It's
right.
Like, doesn't, you know, you're a victim of circumstance. But the point being that my baseball team is at a level of dysfunction I don't think we've seen since about 2009. Like, 07, 08 were the collapses, and then 09 was, like, Tony Bernazard taking his shirt off, challenging people to fights, and Adam Rubin, like trying to fight Omar Minaya, and, like, just... ridiculousness. I think we're about to see that with the Mets. I think we're about to see some shit.
Well, if I saw correctly, DeGrom got his haircut, right?
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Has there been a picture of it?
I have not seen it. I've heard rumblings of that. I mean, everybody should just, you know, like, just you gotta purge yourself of this fucking season. Do whatever you want to do.
I mean, that's some Frank Reynolds, like, hair carries the bacteria.
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta shave it all off.
Exactly. And my football team is winning football games.
Which you don't want.
Do not want.
But have.
But so here's my question. Is this A, the mush? Because people have often asked me to root for the Patriots, root for the Yankees, and then you'll mush them. But the sports gods know what truly is in your heart. What's truly in my heart this time around, full-blown 100%, is I want to lose football games. And so are the sports gods then being like, all right, well, then they're going to win. Or is it independent of me, and it's just the New York Jets, because what the New York Jets do is disappoint their fans. What do the fans want? They want to tank. What are we going to do? Win football games.
I think
because that's the only logical explanation is that there's some sort of black magic sorcery going on, because Josh McCown, John, had not won back-to-back games in back-to-back weeks in 13 years. And when he did it in 2004, it was the only time in his career he had won back-to-back games.
That's so insane.
How do you continue to cash checks? How do you still get a job when you can't even win two games in a row? It's astounding. It's actually impressive. It's some Maletime Hall of Fame shit.
It's some whiteness shit. how can you be so below mediocre and still make very good money?
It's astounding.
Be white.
And he's out there. He's out there slinging, man. The goddamn Jets. The only thing that would have been better was if they tied the Jags yesterday or two days ago.
I was hoping for a Jags.
I mean, it would have been perfect.
So bad.
It would have been absolutely perfect.
The Jags are just as fucking confusing as the Jets are.
Absolutely.
The Jags go out to London and just run a train on Baltimore.
I mean, just smoke them. I think Baltimore is just they're looking like trash.
I get that's kind of the one thing that's, I guess, somewhat comforting about the Patriots starting a disastrous 2-2 is that, like, just no one in the NFL is good.
Yeah, well, that's why originally I was like, the Patriots are going to go undefeated because nobody's that good. And it turns out the Patriots have some pretty fucking legit problems on defense, I think.
Yeah, Stephon Gilmore is... I was hoping that, like, Butler had his own share of, not mistakes really, but, like, Butler, like, they were just running with Funchess or whatever his name is, just running slants, and Butler is 5'10".
Yeah,
and
just couldn't stop it.
It's tough to get in front of that.
Yeah.
I was hoping that he could just walk into the locker room yesterday, smack Stephon Gilmore in the face, and say,
give me your jersey.
Your contract's mine now.
Yeah.
That's my money.
Right.
That belongs to me. Because, I think it should have been the play the whole time. And even, like, today, there are articles resurfacing about Gilmore last offseason, written before he ever signed with the Patriots, so it's not, like, scorn lover articles
by
like, Bill's beat guys, but it's, like, Gilmore wants a big contract, but he's, like, everyone on the defense knows that he doesn't really know what's going on back there.
He's not that good.
And he, if there is blown coverage, he's always quick to be like, it's your fault. But, like, this has been what was written about him, and this is what we're stuck with now.
I mean, are you worried?
Am I worried? No, worried isn't the right word, but, like, I mean, there are...
It's weird, but...
There are real problems that you can see that have happened.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, like a couple of flukes going on. It's
right.
Like...
bad call or bad luck or something like that. It's like your defense
is there was arguably, like, I mean, that hand to the face call was such bullshit.
Brady was complaining. You see that?
He got two of them. Gilmore did get two of those yesterday.
Brady had a couple quotes that I thought were kind of lame on his part, just being like, that crew has, like, thrown more flags on us than anybody's thrown flags. Like, specifically that dude. So, I mean, whether it's true or not, just like, yo, bro, relax.
Yeah, no, I'm with
what's,
you.
What's saying that
one of the least penalized teams in the NFL.
Yeah, come
so,
on.
Like, it's hard to, the one game you get it, it's hard to whine when you're, I think they're the sixth least penalized team in the NFL.
Right.
So it's tough, but, like, I mean, Gronk... He's Shaq in 2000.
Every single time there's a penalty.
You can't.
But that's football in general. You throw a flag like fucking every single play.
You just don't.
Right.
Right. Like, so you could probably throw a flag on Gronk every time. He's bigger and stronger than everybody.
Right.
It's like, what are they going to do? But the hands in the face was kind of a touchy call, especially on a big third down stop.
But ultimately, like, you still expect them to be in the AFC Championship game.
I expect them to figure it out. Yeah.
God damn it. I mean, so do I. It's like, and where do you expect, what do you think the Jets are going to do?
I expect them to not figure it out. I mean, not figure it out, but, like, forget what they have figured out.
I feel like they're going to win, like 7 games
I was going to say 6.
Which is just, like, a disaster. And the fact that there are still fans. Can you even put yourself in my shoes?
Fuck no.
Like, could you even?
I was watching football yesterday, like, stressed and, like, not having fun and just laughing.
Yeah, I saw you.
Are we going to run this up again? Like, that's usually what I'm, like, that's what halftime is, where it's like, oh, how much are we going to win by?
Yeah.
Like, are we going to run it up or are we going to put the backup team out there? And yesterday I was like, why the fuck do people do this? If this is what football is,
honestly, I don't like it. I really genuinely don't like it. And people are like, how can you not, like, root for your team to win? And it's like, because I don't want to do this forever. And if we just keep winning 6 games, we're going to do this forever.
Sure.
And it's
I mean, that's kind of where the Bruins have been the last 3 years or so.
Yeah, mediocrity, like, is, and the Jets are like below mediocrity. They're bad. But they are, I don't know what to think anymore, because it sounds like so Darnold doesn't seem that good. Josh Rosen's Jewish. And I just, you know, to have chosen Rosen at the helm.
Have there
Jewish
been
quarterback
any,
just,
like, major players in the NFL who are Jewish?
I looked it up. There's some guy from, like, you know, like 1950 named, like, Gil Malarkey, and he's, like, some...
He was the only notable Jew
pretty
in the
much,
NFL.
Pretty much. So, you know, history's not on his side there. So whether or not those guys, maybe they're not worth tanking for, but I'd like to find out. I'd like to try. Because I don't want to win 6 or 7 games and draft a cornerback.
I mean, what if you finish, like, the top 10? I mean, you can get, like, Shaq, right?
Maybe, perhaps. I don't think that's where this league is. You need a quarterback.
Yeah.
So I want to try for every fucking quarterback. I remember when Gary Vaynerchuk was on Mail Time, he was like, if I ran the Jets, I would draft a quarterback in every single round until I found one. Because until you have one, you have nothing. So what's the fucking point?
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. Obviously, you can't do that, and you have to build from the inside out and all that shit, but it's like, It ain't working. Every year we're like top five pick, and we, you know, 5-7, and you know, you draft a very highly touted defensive player, and he, whether he's good or not doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, if I didn't have a quarterback, I think I'd draft him every year probably
until you find one. And like this is what's the real problem with Jets fans. Like, let's say somehow miraculously they're good. What? How long could that last with fucking Josh fucking McCown and Nat Forte and company? It's like they're rebuilding, but they're still old as shit in some of the most important spots. It's crazy. Also, your coach stinks, and your GM is pretty clueless. So, you know, let's go. Let's keep it going. This sounds fucking great. Good. Great. Grand. Wonderful. Let's win 6 games. Fucking assholes. And then, you know, we got the Knicks coming up, too. So, we got mixtape on the show to talk about everything but basketball. We did an hour with Coley, and this is actually a very good representation of mixtape because this show will be like an hour and a half long, minimum. And we got Coley and Trill. We're both here live in studio. There's a question in this segment we did with them about inches of dick.
This is a great question.
That is an all-time KFC radio question. Yeah. So be on the lookout for that when we run this. I don't even want to call this interview. This crossover edition of KFC Radio and Mixtapes brought to you by SeatGeek. You want to buy tickets to the Sox postseason? You want to go watch the goddamn Jets win a bunch of games? You want to watch the Mets? No, not the Mets. Everybody else, you want to get tickets to baseball, football, every sporting event, every concert series, every comedian, every Broadway show, anything that's live events, SeatGeek has got you covered for your tickets in the easiest, smartest way to get the most affordable tickets that are guaranteed to be real. You download the free SeatGeek app. All you got to do is you find your event, you find your seat, you click purchase, and bam, you got your ticket. You can look around the rest of the venue and see what the other prices being charged are. So you know who's overcharging, who's undercharging. And you can find your ticket at your price. Also, like I said, all tickets are guaranteed. No fraudulent tickets with SeatGeek. So download the app. Go to settings. Click add a promo code. Enter KFC, and you will get $10 off your first SeatGeek purchase. That's SeatGeek app for free. Click settings. Add a promo code KFC. Get $10 off your first SeatGeek purchase. It is another crossover edition of KFC Radio. We'll call this this is more like a tag team battle. This is not a friendly
3-on-1.
This is not a friendly matchup here. This is a mixtape KFC Radio battle royale. Because I hate you guys.
We hate ourselves.
More than fair.
I hate Coley.
Yeah, well that's
awesome. And then by association I have to hate Tyler too.
I like mixtape's one of my favorite ones because like all of us are loud assholes and they're kind of just like quiet assassins.
Nah, fuck them.
Moderately volumed assholes.
Yeah. Don't be fooled by the volume of the voice, okay?
I'm always very fooled.
Don't be fooled by Tyler's, like, buttery soft fucking radio voice. He's still an asshole.
Stop it.
Okay? We got you in the building here. You're live and in person, so every time you roll up, we got to do this. I feel like this foursome here. It's a problem. I think it's a problem. I look at Coley, and I'm like, I don't know where this podcast is going to go. Put it that way.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I look at your fucking mug, and I just like, you know, the hate starts flowing.
Usually your racism is surrounded by a bunch of other whites today.
now we got to be tempered with it a little bit. I mean, do we though? You know what you got into. Come on.
It's true. you were the first person that Boswell to have Tyler on a show.
So it's like,
that's right.
I'm absolved.
Was a long, long time ago.
That was mail time, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. That was like two years ago? In my daughter's nursery when I was living in Hoboken.
So this is your fault I get all these terrible opinions in my mentions. This is all on you.
Correct. Correct. I opened this up. Yeah, it was, you know, if it wasn't for me, who knows, man? Who knows?
Wait, before we get started, you were in a Black Fives hat?
Yes.
Okay, I have a question here.
My
uncle works for 47.
Now I know where this podcast is.
My uncle works for 47, so he always like hooked up like samples and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I had a Black Five shirt that was so dope. And I'd wear it a couple times, and then one time I was at a bar and I noticed I was like getting looks and I felt uncomfortable and I just don't wear it anymore.
It's probably for the best.
Probably for the best.
It's probably for the best. Test the crowd. The crowd's not really going with it.
I was like,
trust them.
I'd never seen another Black Five thing in public, so I was
yeah, there's a reason, I think, with the company you keep. It's like a beta test. It's like you wore it out. You got the feedback.
There was never any verbal feedback, but it was a really, really awesome shirt. I actually don't know where it is anymore. I'd give it to you. But it was a fucking check out 47 brand. It's a sweet shirt.
I think it's a stereotypically American shirt, and then I think Frankie Borelli was wearing a NASCAR shirt the other day or something like that, and he's like, that's just become racist now. He was like,
where? Now,
maybe not NASCAR. It was something that was just like it was. Actually, relatively harmless, and he was like, "Oh, I can't wear this anymore." But
I don't know if I've ever worn anything NASCAR, and I think it's because it's been around. I think that general feeling towards NASCAR has been around for a while.
I was dying when Trump used that as his example. I mean, it was like that's worse than like flat out endorsing the KKK. Like NASCAR, it's like okay.
All the
criticisms are true, Donald. All of them are valid.
Did like the NASCAR jackets get big up here?
Oh yeah, like, I was about to bring those up. Like 2005.
Because they were huge down south. I didn't know if they
the ones with like the M&Ms on it.
All the like, sponsor logos, right?
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about those.
Frosted Flakes. They had some heat.
I don't know if you can do that anymore. But what we do need to bring back, and what we've been talking about for a while, is the 2017 rendition of And One shirts.
Yes. Correct.
Todd, you go on one of those, like one on the Twitter. I don't even know what you'd call those. What do you call those?
Tirade?
Tuesday.
Is it a
Tuesday.
Guess how many.
I think a tirade has a negative connotation towards it. Tyler just retweets like the funny things. You have obviously your famous ones, which are old athletes, how they suck.
Sure.
What's your other one? You have one other one that's like often comes around
food,
a lot.
People don't like anything I say about food.
you're bad at eating food.
I think the first time, like I'd followed you on Twitter for a long time, and I think the first time I was like, okay, we need to hire this guy was your anti-French fries article or blog.
Oh yeah,
that was one of my all time
meme history was the clincher.
Meme history. Yes.
Meme history was unbelievable.
I think meme history was it.
Guess how many tweets, career tweets, Tyler has.
200K?
That's again Tuesday.
That was last week. 458,000 tweets.
458. So are you like I have.
For reference, I have 90, and I feel like I live
on
Twitter.
I was going to guess I have 140.
You might. I don't know. Coley's in the twos.
Yeah.
You had 2.
I'm 258
or something. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm exactly 200,000 behind you.
All right, you
I'm stingy with the retweets.
Yeah, it's still
time. I'm stingy with the retweets.
I don't even know how to check. I think you have to be on your desktop to check.
You sure don't.
No, you absolutely don't.
All right, fine. You check for me.
I am checking for it. I don't need your phone.
49. Yo, are you even on Twitter?
Why are you even here, man?
What the fuck? Do you work here? What do you get paid for?
What do you do in your like spare time?
Fucking blobfish.
Hang out with like family and friends.
Speak out loud to other humans. Interact in human like humankind.
So I have like a genuine addiction to my phone. Like when I got suspended from Twitter for a couple days last week. I became a Facebook guy. Big mistake there. That's a weird thing. I learned how to make a couple awesome recipes, which I'll probably get to in the next decade or so. But then like I was always checking Instagram because I can't just sit there and watch TV. I don't even have to wait for commercial breaks anymore. It's a lull in the show.
I love
it's like,
commercials.
Oh, they stopped talking.
Commercials are the best thing ever. Now that I'm addicted to the social media, it's like if there's no commercials, when am I gonna fucking go on my phone?
So what's it like for you?
I don't have Instagram or Facebook, so all my stuff goes to Twitter.
Well, that's good because Twitter's on the rise. It's a very, very popular company.
It's booming, making money hand over foot.
That is
NFL.
The place to put all your eggs.
So yeah, everything goes there. It counts retweets, and I'm a heavy retweeter and also a heavy regular tweeter. So 458, we're talking about. It seems light. I thought it'd be higher.
When did you sign up?
2011, I think. Yeah. I think 2011.
This dude's been on since like 2006.
How many tweets did he have?
Not, I mean, it's
1,100.
How many?
21,000.
21,000 in like a 10-year career. Pussy.
That's a good August for me.
Yeah, no, we're all addicted to the internet, but that number is.
I don't know if you two are. You can't claim the internet anymore.
I can't claim the internet anymore?
No, that's it.
Come on,
you're out there in the streets yelling at cyclists one-on-one.
You hear that some have been pulling up outside HQ. Luckily, I don't smoke, but like whenever there's some like people smoking outside, like cyclists will whip up and be like, "I'm one of the guys we called on the radio show."
Wait. Are you being serious right now?
Yeah, Andrew's been telling me that like it's the dude.
Cyclists are rolling up on Barstool HQ.
Yeah. So I'm never outside. They never catch me. But someone
sound
who
like famous last words.
I mean, they were looking up like locations.
Oh, I mean, like when I said that the cyclists were being mean to me, mean was an understatement. They were sending me like
you were scared.
Pictures.
You were scared.
I was there. So I actually
you were scared.
I really wasn't scared.
John.
I really wasn't scared because I think cyclists are too big pussies to blow up the building. But they were like, they would send
famous
like,
last
like,
you know, we you say, have to use that.
We say that about
there's
Francis
no way
too.
Kill us all.
Yeah, there's no way they'll stab me personally. Would have been a nicer thing to say.
They would send us like they were sending me like tweets of the like just the front door being like now I know where to find you and like sending me like. The like Barstool HQ Googled with like the address circled in red being like now I know where to find
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I saw that. But the picture out of the door is have they dethroned magicians for you? They had to.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean they're still they're back at it again today trying to get me kicked off Twitter. They're like quote tweeting me being like report this tweet.
I can safely say that cyclists have the worst sense of humor on the planet.
How about the gay guy who said he wouldn't even fuck us? That's bullshit.
Carlo?
That was the first one that kind
of
started.
He was like, Barstool Sports is just a bunch of jocks.
Yeah, that was the first, like, kill me if you want.
That's the second gay guy this year to turn you down. Gay Pat killed you, too.
Gay Pat killed me. Yeah, gay guys. Gay guys, not a huge fan of me. Surprising.
It's because you're so straight, bro. The original question, Feidelberg's very first episode of this show was if you could kill, if you could just wipe out. With, you know, this is going to come out poorly.
A group of people.
If you could wipe out a group of people, who would it be? Not, obviously not speaking
what
like racial genocide. I think
you
at the
made
time I sent.
Yeah,
I
said, we could have done without all those qualifications.
No. The first time I said that, everybody
saying,
was like, what? I think I killed gender neutral people.
Okay.
Like people who raise their babies gender neutral.
Big Cat's weird, as most of his answers are, wasn't
it? No, Big Cat wasn't even on that show
yet.
Yeah,
no, he wasn't. Oh, really?
It was before Big Cat ever joined KFC Radio.
It was Fight's first episode. Dan came along probably like 5-10 episodes later.
I do remember you saying magicians, though.
Like that.
Yeah,
like,
immediately.
Like I had to give it some thought.
Magicians annoy the fuck out of me.
But cyclists have dethroned them. You got to kill one sect of people. Who
one,
are you killing?
Yo, when I was walking to work yesterday, there was a cyclist. You know how like cyclists when there's a red light, they'll still run it because they know they can beat the cars. Mm. So I stepped out in front, so he had to stop, and then I kept walking, and he was like, "God damn it! Like I was gonna run that light, you son of a bitch!" And I felt so happy.
Obey the law.
I just gave him like the fake step, so he had to stop short, and then I just walked away with the biggest fucking.
You gotta
smile.
Keep like a mop handle or something with you, just like jab it at the
wheels,
like, just
the,
right in the spokes.
Frankenstein from Big Daddy.
Yep.
Used to go down to the rollerbladers and throw sticks out in front
show
of him.
Show him who's boss.
I hate when they fucking stay at the red light and they like. Balance and like just go in circles.
Yeah, dude,
I'm like,
put your foot on the ground, dude.
It's flexing.
It is ridiculous flexing.
Like joggers who stand there in place. And,
it's like you really can't just pause your workout
when
for
they
10
check
seconds.
Like the heart. But, all right, you're not gonna die in 11
I
seconds. You're
walking.
Waiting for this.
I do that walking. Am I not gonna make it to the office today?
Who are you killing? One sect of people.
Well, hold on. First, what's your take on magicians?
They're bizarre people.
Yeah,
I don't really have a whole lot of experience with them as an adult. By design, though.
Yeah.
Like I've tried to stay.
Yeah, like I avoid all magicians
stay
at all
away
times.
From magicians, yes.
I fuck with like, I think card tricks are all right. I think when you're like, I'm gonna go inside this fucking igloo for like 20 days straight, like David Blaine style.
That's not
like,
even
you're
magic.
An asshole.
Yeah, that's what's
you're just
magical
you're just
about
an
that.
Asshole.
Suicide. I can do that.
Anybody can do that shit. It doesn't take any skill. That sometimes they don't even do it. Like if you accomplish it, fine. But it's like, I tried to stay in there for like 3 days. And I only made it to two. I'm like, all right, well, you were an asshole who failed.
And like,
not a magician.
I hate the magicians. Not. I don't even mind like a party magician, really, like one who's just doing lame tricks. Like, that's okay with me. It's like the Chris Angels who like pretend like they're Satan worshippers. And then like there's like the dude dudes in Vegas who like just like bring out a plane on stage.
Yeah,
and then
Copperfield
put up,
shit.
And then put up a huge curtain. And then don't do anything and the plane's gone. Yeah. It's like
they go
that
like,
wasn't even
wave their
hand or anything. Yeah. Like, you just lowered the plane back down with a curtain up. And people are paying like $80 for a ticket to
see
that.
What happened?
Could have also flown away. Mm-hmm. Planes are one to do that.
Copperfield fucking made the whole Statue of Liberty disappear, bro. Poof, gone. The actual Statue of Liberty.
Who are you getting rid of, Tyler? Beating around the bush. Knicks fans? Who pisses you off most recently?
Mm.
Ooh, it might be Knicks fans. I was going to say people that get rid of cable. Because they
the cord cutters,
yeah,
the cord cutters
K-Marco,
are such assholes.
K-Marco cut cord.
Yeah, he's an asshole.
Of but course, no, like they'll let you know. It's like I was having good breakfast.
Yeah,
I cut cable. I got rid of my cable.
Yep.
And it just works its way into every conversation.
He did it. K-Marco did it for like I think literally 3 days, and then was like that was the dumbest shit.
People who are like TV's dead. You don't need cable. I'm like maybe one day, maybe like 100 years from now. Right now, You need fucking TV. You need cable. That's that.
I'm off cable.
You're off cable.
I don't talk about it, but yeah, I'm off cable.
And you got everything you need.
Yeah. I got PlayStation View. It's very good.
That's if like I
if
don't
we're doing ads
act.
For a 47 brand, we're going to do ads for PlayStation View too. It's very good, very
yeah, I don't
affordable.
Hate the act of doing it. I just hate like why are you telling me this? Like I
yeah, yeah.
You still have cable? Well, yes, I do still have cable.
The,
leave me alone.
It's the ultimate hipster thing to and now it's like some weird badge
well,
of honor.
Well, I just moved and like there was only Spectrum and Spectrum's garbage. So yeah. I was like I'm not going
to
get that.
And you have all the sports you need.
Yeah.
Technically like if you wanted to all the news you need, like if you wanted to watch fuck you then.
I got AMC. I got HBO. I'm very much in
How
there.
Much you pay?
55.
Yeah, that's what's up. My cable's fucking through the roof.
That's what I mean.
All right, I'm going to cut the cord. and I'll report back. I'll tell you about it.
But the thing is, like, I feel like cutting the cord's a weird. Like, I still am watching all cable channels. Like, it's not even like I don't have cable. Like, I do have cable. I just don't have, like,
pay
a guy come
much.
In with a box and,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
I have
yeah,
to
yeah.
be at my house and wait for him.
Not only did I not cut the cord for cable, before I moved to New York for 3 years in Boston, I paid for 3 cable boxes and only used one. Because when they...
I couldn't get enough cable.
Comcast
just
mailed
drowning in cable.
Comcast mailed me 3 accidentally when I first moved into my apartment to set up. And then they were like, I was like, why'd you mail me 3? I only have one TV. This is unnecessary. And they're like, oh, like that, we fucked up. You're going to have to come bring them to us.
You were like, nope.
And I was like, no. You fucked
I'll
up.
I'll teach you guys. You I'll come. Pay for this shit every month.
That's
I'll show
that,
you.
That's what I did. It was a protest.
Next level lazy.
It was a protest. I was like, if you think I'm bringing this to you, you're nuts. I'll just pay an extra $200 a month for 3 years.
Your fucking face.
Comcast is sitting there like,
fucking roasted.
Okie dokie. You showed us,
that
pal.
That was like when, I don't know, what was it?
It's actually a great business model. Just send out unnecessary. Cable boxes because
like,
people like
now,
you would be like, oh, I'm just gonna pay for it.
Now
yeah,
you have to drive.
They just turn it back in.
No. Yeah. The who was it that fucking right wing nut job Jack Probasek or whatever who he wanted everyone to go to Starbucks and get a coffee and say their name was
Nick.
What was the name supposed to be?
Christmas or something like that, right? Wasn't it a Christmas protest?
I forget what it was.
Because they took the snow. They took the
no. It was more
Christmas
recent.
Off the cups.
It was more recent. I forget, but it was like
what was that coffee shit?
No, it wasn't no. that either. But it was like, say it was like, let's say it was Trump. It's like everyone go to Starbucks, buy a coffee, and say your name's Trump. That's not really a protest, dude. You're just going to give Starbucks a shitload of business. Yeah,
right, of that's business. Not going to do
like,
anything.
Like that barista doesn't give a shit. He's probably going to misspell Trump. Some little white girl's going to think it's hilarious on Instagram,
and it's more
and
money
like,
in their
it's
pocket.
It's just a shitload of money you're giving.
Everybody go to Chick-fil-A and protest this shit and buy a well, bunch of Chick-fil-A.
It'll work like 10 minutes. Like 10 minutes in the Starbucks, like, all right, asshole, what's your real name? Gerald. Your name says Gerald on your credit card. I'm writing Gerald.
Coley, who are you killing? Lakers fans?
No, they're fun.
Yankees fans.
Yeah, they're
that's
not
actually
very
my
fun.
Answer.
They're
forget
not
about the
fun.
Gender neutral shit. I'm killing Yankees fans.
That's fair.
They're just all terrible. Every last version of them.
I'd probably kill the kind of the same vein as magicians, like the high wire people. There's not as many of them anymore.
It's Nick Wallenda. It's just that one guy.
Yeah,
we'll kill him.
When he,
just kill that one guy. Yeah. Which is actually more mean than
way more,
genocide.
It's
just,
more,
just that one guy.
Well, it's more impactful because anyone, like any kids who look up to him, now they see what happens.
How would
the
you kill him? He has to fall off. Like, you have to be able to like throw a rock at him and he falls off.
No, because that's kind of, I think that's what he wants. He
yeah,
wants
like,
to be remembered.
Yeah,
he
so he needs to be on solid ground.
He needs to die like in the car on the way. To
no, he just trips walking on the sidewalk and like gets run over by a car.
Full ass ground, like tons of earth to walk on.
Completes a walk, has a nice meal after it chokes to death. Yeah, that's the way.
Get him out of here. Get him out of my face.
To go back to Knicks fans, though, I think I'll kill all Knicks fans. I'll kill myself.
Right.
Just to kill all the Knicks fans out there who were just slobbering over Carmelo and. We kind of debated this a little bit. I actually don't know where you stood on, I mean, Carmelo's tenure in New York. One word or one sentence, sum it up.
Finesse.
I'm thinking of his hats.
Hats. That's it. Hats. Yeah. There's the fucking answer. I mean, you know, it's like really what comes to mind? Hats, Honey Nut Cheerios, Lala.
Stay mellow.
Stay mellow with the 7. That's
that
the
picture,
stuff that comes to
the
mind.
Picture him on the bench like asleep. We're just going to get his head back.
Yes.
Like that kind of like, like a meme. Yeah.
The
like
picture
that.
Of him very drunk and high staring at Rihanna.
Ready to just give it all.
About to go Carmelo. Those are the things that come to mind with Carmelo Anthony. So
I actually
on
think
the whole, how
the
can
Foot
you
Locker commercial. That Foot Locker commercial was one of my favorite ones ever.
I like that.
What was that?
When it was like, it was during, it was the greatness one.
It was people talking and like you right now, trying to bash him. And at the end, it's like two kids talking to him in like a hallway, like back to school, like a week of greatness.
Couple of loser kids.
And, yeah. And
he's, two, those kids are two people who grew up to be losers.
And Melo's like, well, no, they're just
no,
like,
they're bashing him.
They're bashing him, yeah. They're like, you've never won a ring. Like, you've only got one scoring title. And he's like, I want a ring in college. He's like, what about the Olympics? He's like, you guys beat Peru. He's like, let me guess, you guys comment a lot on the internet, don't you?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Just because you comment around a lot on the internet doesn't mean you're not fucking right.
Yeah, that's the thing. Everything they were saying was just a fact.
Right. Tyler has 450,000 tweets. He comments a lot. Is he wrong?
No, he's not.
He's right. 458,000 correct statements
he's
on the internet.
He's never argued with anyone either.
It's true.
Not here to argue.
It's correct.
I
like when Tyler, when people are like, dude, your Twitter bio says you're not here to argue. And you're like, I'm not arguing. You're just disagreeing.
Correct. Yeah. You being wrong doesn't mean I'm arguing.
I am making correct statements. You're just reacting to them and you're in the wrong way.
I understand. Just do it over there.
So as far as Melo, I just think you're brain dead if you don't put any blame on him. I don't get it. I know the Knicks are the worst. I know that his teammates stunk in a league where like all it takes is one guy to be like in the middle of the pack, which I don't want. People are also confusing that. Like, that's not good. You want to tank. You either want to be good or you want to get your picks. Yes, but when we're evaluating a player, dude was what kind of top 10 player goes 17-65? I don't care who you put around him. You can put us four around him. You're not going 17-65.
Pretty strong team.
Be squad. Squad.
62-20.
Very volatile locker room.
Yeah, a lot of team dissension. We'll put it that way. Are you guys ready to do your first ever KFC Radio voicemails?
Yeah. Let's get how many about Melo? Hopefully most.
There will be no Melo talk. These are going to be weird.
Upsetting.
These are actually like semi weird because I screened a few of them and I was like, that's got to be like Feidelberg in private. That one's these guys aren't ready for that. We're going to ease into it. So let's fire them up. Voicemail time. The mixtape edition.
Hey KFC Fights. I had a quick question for y'all. Recently, I found out something pretty shocking, and some friends have been
this
making fun of me for it for a while. Boston is north of New York. Who would have thought? Looking at the map, seeing like the logistics to getting all the towels to the game, and I find out that Boston has been north of New York my entire life. Blew my fucking mind.
Wow.
Definitely wasn't
a reason. South. Also, Las Vegas, north of Los Angeles, blowing my fucking mind.
This guy not great at geography.
I don't understand it. I always thought that was south as well. What are some things that you guys always believed until you found out and you felt like a fucking idiot?
Fights, you reacted right away.
Well, because
I saw a tweet about this morning, too. So I don't know if something is going on where people in the world thought that Boston was south of New York. Is that a thing?
This is this summer. I was going to Newport every weekend, and there's this girl in Boston who was like, it's like, you never stop in Boston to see me. And I was like, I kind of just brushed it off. I was like, yeah, it's
no, I'm, way I'm, out
I'm,
of the way.
I'm
You're
stopping,
right. I don't.
I'm stopping 2 hours short of Boston every time. And I was like, Isaac, I feel like, I'm making a pretty significant effort coming up 4 hours north. Like, you can come down an hour and a half. And that's fair. She's like, I don't even know what you're talking about. And we kind of just dismissed it. And then, we got into it again the next weekend when I didn't see her. And I was like, can you help me out here? What do you mean that, I'm skipping over you? And she's like, well, you're coming southeast. And I said, hang on a second.
Hold the phone.
Things are starting to come together in my mind now. Do you think I'm north of you right now? And she's like, yes. I'm not an idiot. I know Boston. I know New York is north of Boston. And I had to, thought about it for a while, and I had to end up screenshotting a map, and drawing,
pinpointing it.
I drew a line right up 95, right where I would drive. I'm like, this is where I get off. This is where Boston is. She's like, oh, I thought it was like over by Canada. It's like, you're thinking of Buffalo, which I guess I can kind of see because most of New York State is north.
So
of Boston,
this is people think that like New York City is like in the northern part of the state.
Yeah.
See, that's fair because before I came up here, I didn't know anything about the Northeast.
Wouldn't know.
We could be 10 minutes from Maine.
For color, that dude is from Jacksonville, the guy who called.
Okay, yeah.
That's to me, being like the fucking bubble Northeasterner, I'm like, what do you mean? Like, to be floored by that, that's some Aaron Olash shit. That's some thinking that Massachusetts is in Montana.
That was bad.
The thing is, real though, bad. Like, it's the Northeast is just so often seen from the sky, like in movies and stuff like that. Like, it's very often you see the map and, like, where, like, I mean, 9/11, for instance, a big deal. A lot of times there was like
shots.
You know that shots from the sky.
You know that 9/11 was not near Buffalo.
That's
not how it went down.
There's like a really famous picture of the only astronaut who was in space on 9/11, and he took a picture of it, and you could see the smoke. You could see that was not in
Near Canada.
That was not up top. That was right by the water.
That was a great lake in the background. The Atlantic Ocean,
Mississippi River.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a wild thing to me. I guess
I don't know.
If someone from Jacksonville was like, "Oh, I thought Connecticut and Rhode Island were the others, or like Maine or Vermont and New Hampshire," like I could see that.
Yeah, like that's how I have no idea where Maine. They're all
flip side though. If somebody was like, I don't know where Montana is in relation to fucking North Dakota or something. Would they be like, fucking idiots?
Right.
I know where Montana is because Ted Turner bought enough land to ride his horse from Montana to Arizona, I think, just so he could always ride his horse on his property.
What a flex.
That is stunting. Stunting on the haters.
To Arizona?
I just need a strip of land for my horse.
Denver. I forget. It was one of those four.
There's many states in between Montana and Arizona.
Maybe he bought all the states.
It might have.
Maybe Ted Turner owns like the Midwest country.
It probably cost him $15. Like, what was the Louisiana purchase? Like a nickel or something like that.
Yep. That was cost a nickel and a smallpox blanket. We got the whole fucking country.
Manhattan was like $8, wasn't it?
a bushel of corn. Bushel of corn. Anything that you have thought your whole life and then like learned that you were dead wrong? Like this.
Almost everything, really.
So many things.
I got the Atlanta Hawks logo. I swear to God, I thought it was Pac-Man forever. Somebody was like, "No, there's a hawk inside the face," and I was like, "Motherfucker, I had no idea."
You get those a lot with like FedEx.
Is the arrow?
Yeah.
The arrow.
You can't unsee
Amazon
the arrow.
Smile.
Yeah, the A to the Z.
A to Z. That one blew my mind. That
really?
Was crazy.
I say really, like I'm a genius. I think I learned all these a couple months ago. So
yeah, you didn't know
me,
them.
An
you
intellectual.
I spelled the word missile wrong.
Yeah, say like an
31
asshole.
31 and a half years missile. Of my life. Yeah. I've been just straight L-E forever.
There are a lot of words like that you just pronounce differently in your head, like Wednesday.
Wednesday is a big one. Yeah. Definitely.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Definitely is the only reason I get that one right. Wednesday is a great one, though.
Yeah.
Every time, Wednesday.
They really botched. Like, whoever came up with words really screwed the pooch.
February.
Yeah, we talked about that the other day. Did we do this on radio or here? How Shakespeare just invented words?
Oh yeah,
but like common ass words. He's just responsible for like half the language.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It was like definitely is like word that Shakespeare made up.
Are you
wild.
In on Shakespeare being a person?
Let's get woke. Hey. We're gonna do some conspiracy theories.
I don't know. Here's one I don't think I knew about.
They said like the amount he wrote, like no one could have done in a lifetime.
That's what they say about my tweet.
That's true.
Maybe I am Shakespeare.
Can't rule it out. We can't rule it out.
Modern day Shakespeare.
Trill. Shakespeare. Yeah. It's me.
If you don't change your Twitter name to that,
can't change it from Trill Withers.
But, I could see. Remember Matt Christopher books when we were a kid?
Yes.
Like that wasn't just one dude,
right?
So maybe like it was just like the Shakespeare brand. I could get down with
brand.
That.
Yeah.
Like I think there was a Shakespeare, and then I think he might have had like ghostwriters.
He wrote like
if
one
that's
thing.
True, that he really couldn't have written enough. Like that, if there's not enough years to write as much as he wrote.
That's
imagine
what
if he was like you got hired to be his ghostwriter, and it was like you got to start making up words.
Yeah, come up with some good shit.
Gibberish down, like see if this one works. Emphasize.
Coley, anything that you've been dumb about your whole life?
Most of the things, yeah.
All of the
that's
things.
It's a running theme around this room. Like, yeah, pretty much everything I'm dumb at.
Most, if not all of the things. I'm being dumb about this because I'm looking at like things in this room. I'm like, yeah, I probably didn't know about.
Well,
like,
what was one you said the other day? Mirrors. Like, how do mirrors?
Oh, work? I mean, that's a whole sect that I can go on for hours. Like things that I just don't understand. I don't understand what's happening with mirrors. I definitely
what they're up
like
to.
How they work. Or?
Yeah, like what's a reflection? What's that about?
You're trying to get real.
And then you want to go with like, the double sided mirrors like that they use in like interrogations.
Yeah, that doesn't.
Definitely
work.
Don't understand that. How about same sort of thing when the bus, you can see out the window of the bus, but on the outside it's an advertisement? What's going on there? What's happening there? I don't understand photography, especially like back in the day when it was just like a big bubble went off and then like you just had a picture with the what was happening in the world printed on it.
You would have been killed in like the 1800s for asking too many questions.
Yeah. just take the picture and shut the fuck up.
Real quick.
That blows my mind. And I need to call bullshit, by the way. I can't believe I really let you slide on this.
Uh-oh.
I don't think that boomerangs are a real thing. I don't think that you could throw a boomerang.
I have played with boomerangs.
And John claims that he has thrown a boomerang and that it like came back to him and he caught it.
John's a liar.
That you've never done. You've never done
that. I said it would come back to me.
That you've never done either.
I was like a little kid in the backyard.
Yeah, especially not as a
little
kid.
My uncle went to Australia as a kid, brought me back like a real boomerang, and I would just like stay in the yard and throw it. It would come back, and I'd have to like go run and catch it. It wouldn't come back right to me, but it would come back generally in my vicinity.
There is no truth to anything you just said.
I did it.
There is no way that you got a boomerang to even like come back to you
boom.
A little bit.
You could not boom nor rang.
I don't understand. Like there were Nerf boomerangs that worked as kids.
Nerf is completely different.
They are very different. And I don't
you
even think those worked as well.
You could throw a Nerf football 6,000 yards. Yeah.
You could do a Powerade Mike Vick commercial with a Nerf football.
Easily.
Also, what were boomerangs used for? Was it like a weapon?
Murder, I imagine.
I believe they were.
Because if it comes back to you.
Much like everything back then, like, to kill people.
No, but if it came back to you, that means it can't hit anything. So what the fuck was the point?
But if it takes the head off of a
owl,
yeah,
chops
exactly,
it off.
Yeah.
It's an owl murderer weapon. That's it. We got it. That's what you call problem-solving teamwork.
Correct the code.
Next voicemail is brought to you by Away. First-class luggage at a coach price. Me and Feidelberg might be the poster boys for Away luggage.
Away saved my life. A handful of times. Leaving Vegas, actually. Last time I left Vegas, when was that? I guess a couple months ago. I was stuck in the airport, couldn't get out, didn't have a charger, only had one of those cords. Realized, oh shit, my luggage charges for me. I've been stuck on the Acela after late nights in Boston on the way back to New York trying to work. Needed my phone.
Got it.
Didn't have plugs. Gotten Away, though.
It's basically Away luggage, actually. Away should just rebrand and be called Away, like the largest phone charger in the world that can also hold your clothes and things while you travel. Because the phone charger is one simple little extra that it's like you can either have luggage that can charge your phone or can't charge your phone. Why would you not pick Away? And it's also got, it's like sturdy. It's like that plastic, so you're not going to get your shit smushed. If you ever need to sit down, you can sit on top of your luggage, charge your phone. It's a very versatile piece of luggage.
I have sat on it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it works. It's a very affordable and luxurious piece of luggage that me and Feidelberg both use every time we move. They got different varieties and colors. So you can match it to your fit. Got that USB cord, like I said. And if anything you don't like about it, you can return it for a full refund. Right now, use the promo code KFC or go to awaytravel.com/KFC. And you'll get $20 off your suitcase. That's awaytravel.com/KFC, promo code KFC, and get $20 off your incredible phone charger that also doubles as a piece of luggage.
Yo, what up, KFC Fights? Shout out, BC. I'm in a bit of an awkward situation right now. I pulled out my phone to text a girl who my girlfriend fucking hates. And I realized that she deleted her number from my phone. I this text was not, it was not sexual. I was not trying to cheat on her in any way. But I obviously can't confront my girlfriend and be like, yo, why did you delete this chick's number from my phone? The problem is now is that I have to put my foot down somehow. I can't let her keep coming into my phone and, you know, deleting numbers, doing what she wants. We're past the point where we both know each other's phone passwords, and if I change my phone password, that shit's going to look sketchy, and it's just going to create more problems. I don't know what to do. Do I just ride it out? Do I confront her? Do I dump her? I am at a loss. I honestly, I have no idea what to do. Just
Fights,
help me.
We'll begin with you.
Please.
Kind of your expertise, your forte. Your girl has clearly gone in your phone and just blatantly deleted someone's phone number.
Well, first of all, if you were texting a girl when you have a girlfriend, you may not have been immediately trying to fuck her. But you were...
That was the game
correct.
Plan.
Down the road.
That was, hey, we're still going to keep in touch just in case this whole thing doesn't work out. That was... You're trying to fuck her.
Of course.
100%.
If you are talking to a female, you're trying to fuck her, basically.
There's a few exceptions, coworkers,
family members. But basically, if you're talking to a female, you're trying to fuck her eventually. So, yes.
At some point, you're just keeping that door open.
So she's really not.
It's a door.
She's not wrong.
Like, I'm not going to use this door right now, but I don't want it to lock behind me. So
right. Just keep
it
open.
Just the occasional text to keep it open.
Right.
As far as, dude, it's gotten so hard because I used to be a firm, you can't have my password.
Yeah.
You just like.
No.
I used to just not have a password. I smartened up to that. And
that is reckless behavior.
That was just pure laziness because I was like, I don't want to type in four numbers every time I want to use my phone.
Even if, what I know what you're about to say, how like. Passcodes eventually just will naturally come up like, oh, I'm going to order seamless.
Well,
like, what's your password?
That's what happened this time where it was like, my last girlfriend was like, we'd order seamless from each other's phones and we
let me grab,
like,
I'm going to get an Uber. My phone's like, dead. What's yours? Like, it just
like
happens.
At her house, like, I wish only her phone opened up like her Apple TV. So I like you, and I stayed up way later. So I need to keep hitting. Yo, I'm still watching Netflix. So I need to know her password to do that. And
so there's no privacy. Eventually, everybody's gonna know each other's codes.
Right.
And then he's right. When you change it, it's like biggest red flag. So what do you do here? This is like when your girlfriend.
That's it.
It's the preemptive breakup.
That's the advice I have for pretty much everything.
He's gay or break up. That's your advice.
I mean, well, it's because one of those things that there is no winning this.
No, there's not. That's why I was going to say you just have to be like, well, I hope you memorize that girl's phone number.
Because
it's gone forever. And you can't confront your girlfriend.
Does he not have Snapchat? Like, what do we...
Yeah, it's 2017. There's a way to do this, man. There's a much smarter way to do this. But as far as like him, he's like, I got to put my foot down. Like, you want to put your foot down.
Someone else's foot is already down.
Yeah,
there's
foot placement already established in this relationship. Yours is not down. Yours is way off the ground, bro.
I have it.
High foot.
I have it. You have to go back to school. Go to like medical school, become a doctor, become a therapist, become something like that.
Confidentiality.
Where you handle confidential, a secret agent would work.
Join the government, yeah.
Confidential agent, have a confidential job where you're like, babe, it's illegal for me for you to have access to my phone.
And I'm protecting you. You know, it's plausible deniability in case anything happens.
I have patient's information in there. Like, I'm sorry. HIPAA says you can't have my password.
So it's
a long commitment. You got to put in about
8 years of work.
It's a
9-year
con.
$250,000.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars, yeah.
Also that your girlfriend.
You've got like two kids with those girls.
And you know what? It's worth it.
It would work.
Because, man, let me tell you something. When your girl has your phone in her hands to do something, it is the most nerve-wracking 5 minutes imaginable.
Just go like when you want to show her a picture, like, look what someone sent me. Like, oh my God, don't scroll.
What did I screenshot recently? What did I possibly send?
But I think while the therapist or doctor route would work, I think, at least for a time period, I think that's still... Like, every fight with a girl, it's always just stored in the back of her mind just to wait and be like, I'm going to bring this up at some point. Like,
yeah, definitely.
Why'd
you change your mind?
He's going to be late for dinner, and I'm going to eventually just work my way back. They leave breadcrumbs just how to get
Hansel
back to
and Gretel,
that
shit, no doubt.
And you'll get back to it. You could be the best doctor in all the world. And he'll still be like,
save her life as a doctor. Like, and she's still gonna get you in trouble.
You could be late for dinner because you were saving a child's life. It's surgery.
As soon as she wakes up out of surgery, you was texting those bitches, wasn't you?
It's the same thing as when a girl snoops and finds some dirt and calls you out on it. And technically, you should be able to be like, "Fuck you for snooping," but no.
There's no
way you can. There's no like logical way to argue out of this one. You have to become a doctor.
There's no legal way to obtain evidence, or no illegal way to obtain evidence.
Right? There's no procedural. There's no nothing. Yeah. Like, anything goes. So, dump this chick, right? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, you got to choose. You got to make a choice
between either just like you're gonna get punked by this chick, like she's gonna own you.
That's not gonna end,
right?
And guess what though? If you do end it, first text, as long as you can get that number again to that girl, I got dumped because of you.
The no fly list.
We're in like Flint.
Oh yeah.
Like
that girl, when a girl finds out that she was forbidden Forget about it. Game over.
She's the apple.
And then, you know, then she finds you texting somebody else, and then we just keep doing this dance forever and ever. Become a doctor.
We should just start texting each other, like pretending to be girls.
That sounds like a bad idea.
Well, yes, obviously.
Oh, no, no, babe. It was just Coley pretending to be a girl. I swear.
I don't mean you, like, because you're married and dead. But, like, the rest of us. I was texting Tyler, like, he has a new fling. It's like, ah, oh, this is someone else. This is Jennifer.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Tyler's in, like, Flynn. I didn't flush this up.
Coley's gonna be like,
I'm not going here.
It sounded better. It sounded better in my head.
You're gonna be getting texts from Coley 2 a.m. on Friday, like, send me a dick pic, lol, this is funny.
John, you know you get those anyways.
I'm a girl, get it? let me see a nude.
Just a joke. Just send me your dick. It's funny, I swear. Wow,
that's classic prank.
That's just guys being guys, baby. What do you want?
What do we got? What's up next?
In my head, that was a great plan. I don't
know what happened. You should all text each other like girls.
What happened? Okie
dokie.
I don't know. Sounds
good. See that hog fight?
What's up, guys? Got a hypothetical. You meet a girl, you find out she's taken 50 inches of dick. How would you want that divvied up? Would you want five guys to have all been 10 inches been with her?
I love this.
Ten guys
okay.
been with
I know
her.
I know what he was going
for.
Yep.
All right, so you got to get mathematical with it. You got to get all sorts of insecure with it. 50 inches of dick, that can mean 5 10-inch dicks. It could mean 51-inch dicks. How do you want to break
one
this
50
down?
Inch dick. Don't rule it out. Don't rule it.
You know what?
That... 140 and a 10.
Like getting changed. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what the good answer. I don't think it's certainly not 5'10".
I think that's the most wrong answer.
Yeah,
that's the wrong answer.
Because you got to think. You know, there are some girls out there with like their full number being single digits, right? So like if five of those dudes, like basically like the majority of her sexual life is 10 inches.
Yeah,
penises,
that's all she knows.
Fucked.
That's the norm to her.
Yeah, that's a problem. 50 to go extremes, 51-inch penises. Your girl's like a circus freak porn star of some sort. Like, she's just a weirdo.
Why? She's got a fetish.
Yeah. Like, she's got a micro
penis.
She could
have just accidentally run into 50
straight one-inch dicked men.
Wait, that might be preferable. That's her norm.
Right,
so
that's what
you're
I mean.
A rock star.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's I immediately went to 51-inch dicks. I don't care how many dicks you've taken really doesn't matter to me. Like, I mean, if we're getting into thousands and they have AIDS and stuff, that's a whole thing. But
agree.
I'm not like I'm never gonna ask your number, so I'm not really gonna know. I guess in this scenario you have to know. But
get the calculator out real quick.
But 1 inch, I don't know. I mean, I guess you could cut it down to 25 2-inch dicks. That's fine too.
She's got class.
Yeah, no, I think that's probably your answer. I think
as long as every
I think 15 divided
fives?
By 3.
What about 10 fives? Are you not beating 5?
10 fives
it's close. It's close.
Neck and neck.
I think it's a photo finish. I think it depends on if you're measuring from like all the way at the pelvis or if you go to the full tip.
Breakfast.
Kevin, when you text me on Saturday, I'll let you know.
Go.
Kevin, get a good night's sleep, eat a good breakfast, and do 10 jumping jacks.
Tuesday.
If I helicopter it up, we might get 5 1/4.
Kevin, can I stop measuring my perineum? Can I go from butthole to tip?
I think my answer is going to be, it's 16.663 inch penises. I think you're minimizing the number, while maybe even 4.
So it should give head to one extra guy.
Yeah, there was like a half a fuck in there, like he didn't come or something like that. I don't know.
Fair.
You could do 12.5 4-inch penises. I think 12 is like a good number. Like, all right, you know, you've been around a little bit. You had some experience.
I mean, I think 12 is pretty fucking low. I think anyone who's our age is thinking like you're gonna lock down a girl who's only slept with 12 guys is
well, naive.
I like to live
naive.
In like
it's 2017 here.
Yeah, it's like Tyler. Like that was a good August. Yeah.
Has she been to college or she was homeschooled her entire life? Because she's been to college. She's probably slept with 12 guys.
I mean, clearly you like to apparently hook up with chicks who have just run through dick. So I don't know.
It's the only ones I can get.
They're stumbling into mine. Final answer then. What do you got? You're gonna go 51-inch penises?
I think I'll go 25 twos.
25 twos. I'm going to go 12 and a half 4-inch dicks. You that is the breaking point for me, where I minimize the number while I can still confidently say I have a bigger dick than everyone that you fucked.
I think I want 150 inch.
Just get it over with.
Yeah, I'm not gonna use the fuck Khal Drogo or something. And I just that's fine. Just whatever y'all had was what y'all had.
Right, right.
And what we have is what we have.
149 and 1.1.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Because honest, you know, if there's 50 inches, you know, like 44 of them going unused. Well, you know what I mean? It's just out.
It's just physics, kid.
I kind of like Tyler's here because Tyler becomes. I think this is going to be two episodes in a row with. I forget her name again. Who's the too hot, too cold bears? Goldilocks. Tyler's Goldilocks, because it's like she's like, yeah. She's had 49.
That was a disaster.
That was too big.
Yeah.
She's had one. That was too small. You're just right.
Trill's just
These
right.
These dicks are just right. Yeah.
Goldie dicks.
Oh, I thought you said Coley dicks. I was very concerned.
Well, I don't know after that last fucking point about texting each other. It could be Coley dicks, too.
Like I said, not Saturday. Sure. Yeah, no, 10 fives.
10 fives.
Yeah.
And you got that five beat?
Yeah.
Hey, good for you, Cole.
Not to brag, still coming in under the average, but yeah.
Good for you, pal. Really, really happy about that.
That's a good question.
Yeah, it was a good question. I like that one.
I didn't know where the fuck he was
Yeah, the
going
first, 50 first inches couple, of it was like LeBron's tweet to Trump. Like, first couple words, who knows where
so
it was going.
So goddamn confusing, man. Punctuation or something. You got to figure that out, LeBron.
That was
you
funny as hell, though.
Tyler thinks it's intentional.
Yeah, I think it was...
Like a...
Well, yeah, he directly added Steph Curry and called him a bum. There's proof. We all saw it. He's like, oh, no, I was talking about Trump, man. What are you talking about?
Also, I don't know if you caught it, Kevin. He was name-dropping Khal Drogo. This guy's finally on Game of Thrones.
How long did that take you? Like, where are you at, I should say?
A couple episodes into season two. I'm very early in it.
Thoughts?
It's good. It's not... I don't know. It's not hyped up. It's not as good as the hype I've heard.
That's the
but
problem.
It's good.
The
it's
problem
fine.
With going back on shows that are like that popular is it's never going to be as good as the hype. It happened to me with The Sopranos and shit. It's just like no show is worth the amount of fucking talk that we do about it on the internet. It's just not possible. So,
except KFC Radio.
Yeah, that's the exception. Keep it moving.
It's first time, long time. I got a would you rather. Would you rather once a year you get to have sex with whoever you want in the world, or every girl that you ever meet, you get a nude of? Viva.
One-time sex or infinite nudes?
You only have sex once a year, or just once a year you get the special jackpot with whoever you can have sex with?
I'm going to say just once a year. You can still have your girlfriend, you can still have regular sex, but you can once a year you can be like, boom, you have sex, or every single girl you meet. Nude.
I think you gotta go once a year.
Yeah, easily.
I meet a lot of girls. I mean,
I think I'm going nude.
See,
we 14,
so you can get a divorce because you get all these nudes text to you.
I mean, come on, that's you know this is the case. You were your loophole. It's fine. I think I derive a bit of a joy out of that, and I think like all the time.
Oh,
like,
I mean,
one time sex is like whatever. The feeling when you get a sext, the juice gets flowing. You can have that like. For whoever, basically whenever.
Yeah.
Everybody meet, every coworker you interact with, every girlfriend of your buddy who you've thought about, like, I could see that. Everything.
I'm taking it as, like, you say hello, she says hello back, you get a text message of her naked. And that's, like, a lot of those I don't want.
No, it's your choice.
Like, it's only get the nude and that's it? If so, then nah.
There are a lot of times when like, you, man, I'll be like, I enjoy I'll get that. A nude and I'll be like it'll be like we'll be talking all night, getting like, yeah, you gotta come over here, or we're talking all day, like here's what's waiting for you tonight. And once I get the nude, I'm like,
done.
Well, yeah. I could just stay home now.
Yeah, no, it's like mission accomplished. It's like that was the end. That was the pot of gold. I think that's a pretty enjoyable.
If I could have regular sex with the ugly girls who have sex with tons of dicks who want to have sex with me. I would, and then every once in a while I could just be like, oh, Emily Ratajkowski, come over tonight.
Did he pose it that way? It's anybody you want or anybody you meet? It's anybody in the world?
Yeah, anybody in the world, right, yeah.
All
right,
I guess that does. That's
if I was in middle school, I'd want the nudes. But...
Fuck you, man.
Yeah, grow up, Kevin.
definitely, because then, like, I'm, like, most attracted to girls who would just want no part of me.
That's
ever.
True.
So if I could have like a magic spell on them where once a year they have to have sex with me, where like Tiana Taylor has to have sex with me one night, that would be amazing. like Christy Mack has to have sex with me one night. These girls would not give me a second if they met me in the streets.
Who would be your pick? Your number one?
My number one?
I mean, to flash back to many years ago, it was Nicki Minaj. I would have to say that has severely declined. That pick did not age well.
Nicki didn't age well. And before Nicki, it was Pink, I believe.
Yeah, that was wild. That was weird. That's how you know Feidelberg really has some issues.
Jonathan.
I think bad girls just don't like me at all. They want no part of me.
I think, like, Pink would fuck you. You don't fuck Pink.
She'd do Amazon position.
Yeah.
Where it's like, my legs are up and she's on top just hammering me.
That's the funniest fucking position. It's so funny.
We've been talking about Amazon position a lot these days. Yeah.
It's funny.
It's a funny.
Fucking funny.
It plays. Funny it plays, position. All right?
Speaking of Amazon position, the guy who's like... Did you know?
Since you guys brought it up.
That's how you segue.
This has been eating at me for days.
No, someone tweeted me this morning that Rocco Stiffadelli has a documentary on Netflix now.
I'll watch it.
I don't think I will.
Oh, what are you, a pussy?
Yeah, he like beats the shit out of chicks. It's
oh,
like,
I didn't know that.
It's
okay.
Like, I mean, not like in public. I mean, not like in private. Oh, like okay. On camera.
Yeah. Oh, then I'm definitely in.
like what? His sex scenes are a little too intense for my young taste.
What are you, 14?
That's why the bad girls don't like you, Johnny.
Yeah, seriously.
You got to switch it up.
Answer your own fucking
bad
question.
Girls,
there,
the
pal.
Gays, no one likes you.
You got to start beating the shit out of chicks, then hey, the bad girls will like
to
you.
To quote you, man, it's 2017. Okay, that's how it goes down now. Shit.
It's true.
Who are you picking if you're one girl? I have a definitive answer, and I think she's wildly underrated.
I've had a go-to answer for years, but I feel like there's some competition coming up. My go-to is Ben Rihanna.
Yeah.
Because much like Pink, she would fuck me.
Yeah, that is a safe pick.
But Queen Cardi.
No.
That's going to age Nicki Minaj.
I was going to say,
however,
you are a prisoner of the present, my friend.
Today, if she wants to come in here, I'm going to have some explaining to do at home. But today,
Cardi B.
A knock at the door.
Is the one. Because yeah, like, that's borderline attainable. That's the problem.
They're good.
You can't pick someone who's attainable.
No, Offset would kill me.
He would absolutely kill
me. Yeah.
He'll probably, like,
he might
he
still.
Ever gets
he,
into
he,
this,
yeah,
yeah,
still, yeah it's already, you're already a dead man.
Yeah.
Rihanna for you?
Got to be Rihanna.
Yeah. I actually don't even think I know how to say this chick's name. You pronounce it Carucci?
Oh, Carucci yeah. Tran.
That chick is the perfect blend of whatever fucking racist she is. She is
one way to compliment
so
a woman.
She is the hottest exotic chick of all time.
Swooning.
Whatever fucking mix up you are, girl.
She knows how to sweet talk.
Is she the one who used to date Chris Brown?
Yes, yeah. And I feel like that's why she's not like that popular, because it was kind of like, really, you're going to date that dude? But that chick is, you know, she's a savage. You know she's a dragon in the sack. And she's just like fucking gorgeous. I don't know why she doesn't get more love.
I might have to add SZA. Rihanna's kind of cliche.
How old is SZA?
I actually don't know that I've ever grown enough.
I've seen her name a lot. I don't know if I've ever seen SZA.
Oh, let me find. I'd spend hours on her Instagram.
I don't even have
an Instagram.
Everybody's on their phones right now. Everyone in the room.
Well,
is
I was looking up
it.
How old she was. She was born in 1990. You're good.
Oh, yeah, Gucci. Good. Okay. I didn't know. I thought she was younger.
Tiana Taylor would be a pretty strong answer.
That body don't quit,
Tiana,
man.
Tiana Taylor is just bananas.
Yeah. That body don't quit, and you know
from,
that she puts
was,
in.
Like Fade was like her coming out party, right? Like, was she known before Fade?
She's someone's daughter, obviously.
Yeah, she was
someone
Sweet 16.
Rich. Yeah, so she had a Super Sweet 16 episode.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I'd ever heard of her before.
She was complaining.
Fade.
Yeah, she was complaining like the Range Rover she got wasn't the right color.
Wow, oh, yeah. One of those.
Yeah.
But like her Instagram.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
John's not a fan.
Not a fan.
Let me zoom in.
That you know what that
wait are those
you know
freckles?
What that OOK was?
Oh, very in then. I that, love freckles.
That OOK. Yeah. No, I mean I know who she is. that's where you know when you have like a cocktail party, right? You meet someone. And it's like, where are you from? And you're like, oh, I live in Murray Hill. Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That is the international. Like, I don't know what to say back.
Honestly, I think I was gonna say she kind of like, reminds me of Janelle Monáe, and I didn't know if that was gonna come off as like all black people look the same. Mm-hmm. So I just went
a little.
Oh,
okay. Okay. Safe bet.
Yeah. Mostly because she looks nothing like her.
Yeah, she doesn't look anything like
her. Not even a little bit.
Completely, I think it's the hair. Her hair is
completely different.
Janelle Monáe does not have hair like that at all.
Not even close.
Never did, I don't think, either.
Janelle Monáe might be third on that list, come to think of it.
Yeah, Janelle Monáe's hot as shit.
Doesn't look anything like SZA, but hot as shit. Last voicemail, we'll wrap it up. I think, right? There's one more?
Hey, KFC in Feidelberg. So I was listening to a couple old episodes, and you're talking about, like a little liposuction-y thingy that takes some weight off. And I've noticed that, so despite being, like, very vain and everybody wanting, you know, kind of change themselves, not change themselves, nobody has, because obviously, you know, procedures could be, like, dangerous and they're expensive. But if you had to pick one cosmetic procedure, one thing, maybe a nose job, chin tuck, a little off the waist, maybe just one procedure, and you had to pick one, what would it be? And then if you had to pick a procedure for somebody else on the KFC radio crew to get, what would you make them get?
One plastic surgery for yourself and one plastic surgery for everybody else. What are you picking?
I'd probably go with something to make me not have such a fat, round face. I want
like a jaw implant?
I want like a jaw, like a Superman jaw.
And so you're just going to leave that big fucking schnoz on your face, huh?
Actually, you know what?
Think, you know, there's my answer for you, pal.
I think I'd have to have both, because I think once I got a jaw, the nose doesn't work at all.
I think it would look smaller on the face with a huge jaw.
If you just make your whole John, if you just made your face huge, like your
Jay
nose
Leno.
Would be small.
Like yeah. Yeah. If you got Jay Leno's chin, you'd be okay.
I guess I'm trying to decide, like, what do I lose? Do I lose the fat face or do I lose the nose? Tough one. It's a tough one when you're very imperfect. When you can only choose one.
Coley, one procedure for yourself and for others.
I would want something like internal, like, because my insides stink.
Fix your body. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know
I
what?
Would like a whole new body.
Yes.
If like, can I get
I'm
one
with you
body?
On that.
One
I
body.
I need a spine transplant. The whole fucking. Like I said, I need a bacchiotomy. I need a whole fucking new one.
You know
or,
what?
Or
you
I'll just
know
get liposuction
in my
back.
My face alone. I'm getting bigger hands.
Yeah, you got to get rid of those big hands. Got to get rid of those big hands.
One. I have
like a 5-year-old's hands. They're grotesque.
They fat sausage
they're
fingers.
So fat.
They look like you've been like stung by a bee and you're having an allergic reaction. Except it's all the time.
My feet and my hands.
They're swollen like a pregnant woman.
You stole it from me. I was gonna say I have the hands and feet of a pregnant lady. You beat me to it. Now it looks like it's your joke.
That was a good joke, Kevin. I was about to, in my head, I was like, wow, Kevin's really going in.
I don't know what it is. You got to elevate them fucking, I don't know. The blood flow is a problem. I don't know what it is.
I was just going to tie, like, get like a, you know, like the hooks that they have, like sex swings. Set those up in my room, but just tie my hands and feet to them at night.
I was thinking like a pig, like at a luau. Like you just sleep like tied up on like a, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good start. So we got to fix your face and your extremities and probably like your midsection.
Midsection.
Just like the whole
midsection could use a touch-up or two for sure.
Whole thing. Oh, man. Tyler, you got anything you want to fix, bud?
I just wanted like the big Rick Ross, like Isaac Hayes beard. That's what I would fix for me.
I mean, if you let it grow, it won't?
No, I mean like. Like
the whole,
like,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
like,
yeah, 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 yeah,
down over your beard.
Yeah, Rick Ross's face is just bizarre. It just did not
he's
hit the memo that hair is not supposed
look.
To grow everywhere. It's weird.
That's what I go.
All right, that's it for.
We have to pick someone else's.
Yeah. So yeah, like, what would you do for me? Like, what would you give me?
Probably get that shit off your face.
Yeah, but see, I'm gonna do that. That's not like.
Are you?
Yeah, like that's coming down the pike. I'm just gonna get that.
Well,
thing I'd
do it for you, like a pal. I'm sorry.
Just fucking slice that off. So that's not like fun enough because I'm actually just gonna get it chopped off.
Fix your eye.
It needs to be. See, even that's like not. I don't even know which eye is the bad one. Which one's the bad one?
They're both not great.
I don't know if there's a way that you can fix dark bags under your eyes, but that's got to go because. within the past like couple months, every single person I talked to was like, ooh, like, no rough sleep. Night, huh? And I'm like, I feel great.
Wow, you look terrible.
Well rested. Yeah. It's like, oh, that's what happens when you have a couple kids. And it's like, nah, this is just my face. It looked like this before them. I don't know.
You just got to blame the kids, man.
Yeah, I guess I'll just ride that. Yep, that's what happens. Nope, it's not just being ugly.
Probably get John some gums.
Oh, like new ones.
Yeah, yeah.
I already do that, though.
Yeah, I know. I'm just being a pal.
Oh, you're just paying for the stuff we're going to do?
Not gonna make. And I haven't insulted either of you.
We are. I think we are just going to have to get that like fake liposuction, though, and see what happens. Just for content.
Remember when we had, there was
the lasers?
There was a kid who like reached out to me to offer me and Kevin.
You almost had dick implants, right?
It wasn't a dick implant, but it was like your dick gets like electrolysis. And I really wanted to do it.
Really down to do it. I was not.
We
kind of
just
scared.
Fell out of touch with this kid. If you're listening, get back to us.
I remember
that guy's in prison.
of our sales girls reached out and was like, when do you guys want to do this? And I was like she had a link to it, and I was like, what? And she was like, yeah, no, John said like you guys are both into this, and I was like, sure it involved like, you know, like. Penetrating your penis with something. Yeah, I was
my text message scheme was a little weird. This is okay.
This is the line.
Yeah. It didn't penetrate your dick or anything. It just like shot like shockwaves into it.
Oh, okay. It was just electrocuting your cock.
And what it did was it
John,
opened
you had me
up.
Listen, Chap says your dick has no feeling.
Mm. You can
run that thing over the Mack truck.
The like the blood vessels in it, and it was basically like you don't want to take Viagra anymore.
Right, just constantly blood flow to
your
dick.
The kid pitching it to me, he's like, college kids have been getting it so they don't get whiskey dick.
I remember.
Like that.
So I was like, this is right after I had my second kid. I was like, I'm trying to keep this thing down. I don't want this up anymore. Yeah, that's why I was out. Now I remember vividly. I was like, I am certainly out on this.
Like, what if every time you got hard, you just had Viagra dick? That would be pretty dope.
Nah. Every time you got hard, you had it?
I think so.
You see what I'm saying? Like, you think about just random hard. You're
church?
Just-
Flip it up in the waistband for like an hour on end. Like, no,
I don't do church anymore. I could just, like, you just see me walking in the bathroom, like laptop over my dick at once like, I don't know, every hour in the office. It's like, yeah. I got something I got to take care of. Don't worry, it's for an advertiser.
A little content, don't worry about it.
It's just paying the bills, keeping the lights on here, whatever. We'll have to end on that note, John getting electrolysis in his dick and shit like that. Mixtape, any last words for him out there?
Stay mellow.
Yes.
You fucking rat skunks. Big shout out to Mixtape. Thanks to Trill, live and in the flesh. Always makes always brings the heat when he's here. That episode, that crossover was brought to you by DraftKings. 1 week fantasy football is back. We are in the full swing of things now in week 5. $100,000 on the line. Now, I originally said going into this year, John, just stack your lineup with Patriots players. Don't ever draft any Jets, and you'll make that money. And, you know, football is a cruel and fickle sport because
you'd be a pretty tough spot right now.
Yeah. It's just wild what's going on out there. Josh McCown out there slinging it, winning back-to-back games. Who does he think he is? You never know. I'm an idiot, though. If you've kept up with things and you've been watching, you know by this point, week 5, you know who's good, who's not, who's a fluke, who's not. You know exactly who to put on your rosters to make that cash. So now's the time where the cream rises to the top. Separate the men from the boys. Go to DraftKings.com. Use the promo code KFC. You will play for free in this weekend's $100,000 challenge. There's $100,000 up in total prizes up in the air. And the contest is completely free when you use my promo code. So why would you not do it? DraftKings.com. Promo code KFC. The game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. 50 inches of dick is one of my favorite questions of all time.
It's really, really, really
it's
good.
I mean,
I don't know who it was who called in, but like, hit us back up. We gotta get you like a t-shirt.
Yeah,
or something.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
You know what? Actually,
I don't know what a fair response to that is, but
I'll say this: the one thing I really regret about KFC Radio. Is that over the years, we have not cultivated these callers. And I understand it's not like something that you're going to call in like every day, like sports talk radio. Like, hey, we got, you know, Benny from the Bronx who wants to talk about like the pitching again. You know, you usually call up when you have a horrible, horrific sexual story that you want to tell.
Yes.
So it's not, you know, you don't really need to have your Hall of Fame people. But I would like to have that. I would like to have the KFC Radio Hall of Fame where it's like, hey, this is, you know, Tom who asked the 50 inches of dick question. We got this guy who asked, like, the sex doll question. We got this girl who called in with the boyfriend, you know, all that shit. So if you were responsible for 50 inches of dick, get at us. We will start the Hall of Fame today with that guy.
5 years in.
Yeah, 5 years
Maybe
in.
Maybe we do a call back episode.
Okay.
Because if we go back, we should, like, Google Voice has all of those.
The numbers, like, saved. Back. Yeah.
We'll tweet us at KFC Radio. Tweet us your, like.
Your call that got on, your best question, and we will have a reunion episode.
Or just if you didn't make the call yourself, calling with what
yeah,
you
with
think
your
Hall
favorite
of Fame
yeah,
is.
Your favorite Hall of Fame questions. We'll track you down somehow. I still think that there's really every different variation of 50 inches of dick has its ups and its downs. Mostly downs.
Mostly downs.
Mostly downs. You just really don't ever want to think about how many inches of dick have been inside your girlfriend at all. Whether it's one, whether it's 50. But just having the 50-inch dick is something. that's one approach to it. Okay. So like I said, going forward, when you call in, if you want to, because obviously a lot of these things like to remain anonymous, but give us a nickname, give us something that we know who you are. Like that dude used to call in all the time, say from the Nutmeg State. Remember him? Give us a little something so that we know who you are every time you call in so we can put together our KFC Radio Hall of Fame. This episode was brought to you by BetDSI. BetDSI has been in business for over 20 years, paying out winners left and right for not only sports betting, but TV. They make lines for reality television. Politics. They make lines for the presidential elections. Everything where you want to place a bet, anything where you could be sitting at the bar and be like, hey, buddy, I bet you, blah, blah, blah. BetDSI will set the lines for you, and they will pay you out when you win. That's the whole name of the game, right, is actually getting your cash. And BetDSI has a fantastic reputation when it comes to paying out their users. Most important thing of all, go to BetDSI.com, use the promo code KFC25. You get a $25 free wager just for registering. You don't have to put up a single penny of your own money. When you finally grow up and put your big boy britches on, you want to actually gamble, you want to put some of your own money in, they will double your deposit. So whatever you put in, they will do a 200% bonus match on your money. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, promo code KFC25, get the $25 wager, the 200% bonus, and you're well on your way to making that cash. Great customer service, great online platform, live in-game wagering, everything you need to make that money. BetDSI.com, promo code KFC25. Feidelberg, any last words for him?
Yeah, actually.
Ooh, oh, my goodness gracious.
R.I.P. Tom Petty.
Curtains for him.
He died, yeah. When we started this episode, he had been rushed to the hospital. He is officially dead.
Lucky son of a bitch.
R.I.P. Tom Petty.
Take me with you, bro.
The waiting is the hardest part.
Right, you're Tom Petty? Yeah. What's your favorite Tom Petty song?
I think Waiting is the hardest part is up there. I Won't Back Down is a classic.
Great one. I got to go American Girl. To all my Boardy Barn people, when American Girl came on, the place just went bananas. That's arguably the whitest song of all time.
I mean, Tom Petty's got a lot of those.
Got a lot of white songs. How weird was the Last Dance of Mary Jane video where he's just dancing with that dead girl?
Was that the one?
That's the one where he's dancing with the dead girl.
I remember being so scared. Does it have like a Willy Wonka the Chocolate Factory feel to it? Like, is there a cake in it?
Like, yeah. He's dressed like weird like that. I remember being absolutely terrified of Are You Afraid of the Dark? And the Tom Petty Last Dance with Mary Jane video.
Yeah.
It was just very creepy.
Last Dance with Mary Jane is another great one. I was lucky, because even though I never smoked weed, I was lucky, like, my dad likes weed smoking music.
Yeah, so, well, because, yeah. Yeah.
And so I would always, like, growing up, I had all these songs.
Let me tell you.
These were, like, the songs I grew up to.
Let me tell you a little story about dads. My father came over the other day. I called the house. Caitlin was out, and so I had the kids by myself for, like, 3 hours, and I just kind of said, like, oh, I'm alone with the kids right now, and my dad is in the background. He's like, I'll come. You need me to come over? I can come over and help. And I'm like, all right, Dad, come on over. Anyway, we're sitting there and we're watching the kids, and he starts telling this story from his days in Meadville, Pennsylvania, when he said that, like, Nunzia, it was some ridiculous Italian name. He was like, Nunzia Reporio. He was a butcher from up the block. He used to tie a dollar or a wallet on a piece of string, and he would throw it on the street, and then he would, like, pull it along every time somebody tried to grab the dollar. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, you know, like Nunzio from up the block. I was like, Dad, what the fuck are you talking about? And he's like, yeah, I never realized that was a weird story until I just, like, said it out loud right now. Like, the butcher was some Italian who used to play pranks on people with rope and string and a dollar bill? This is before or after the one-eyed monkey that your dog, your buddy's dog ate, and before or after you used to have sex with the lesbian in the woods? What's where are we at with that one, Dad? Crazy son of a bitch. All right, R.I.P. Tom Petty, you white motherfucker.